Last time we were talking about the famous Torah's Gittin on this sugya on Daf Yud, that the Gemara concludes that the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur are unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shichur, but they don't apply to Kiddushin. Right? That's the Tzarashav of all the cases. Four according to Rabbi Meir, three according to the Rabbanan, and all these other cases that we have, Lishma and Mechubah and different chazara, right? Different things to figure out what is bechlal and what's not bechlal. It's a question of whether it's unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shichur as opposed to Kiddushin, or is it shared by Kiddushin as well. That's the Yisod of the Gemara. So Taras Gittin points out that obviously you see from here that Kligitach Me'al Gabei Karka must work by Shtar Shichur. It must be that Shtar Shichur and Gerisha are not compared regarding Kligitach Me'al Gabei Karka, because if they were compared, so then, why is it not mentioned? Why is it not mentioned? Because that could be something, that could be another thing that's unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shichur and doesn't apply to Kiddushin. Because Kli Kiddushayach Me'al Gabei Karka is Kasha, he says. He quotes from the Beis Shmuel. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel quotes a Marshach, not a Marsha, but a Marshach, that has a suffix about it. But as I mentioned, the Pirshei Tshuva quotes a lot of Achronim that want to say that Kli Kiddushayach Me'al Gabei Karka, Kli Kiddushay Kesef, he puts the tabas down. He puts the money down. Right? That's kosher. It's affected Torah's getting. If it's kosher by Kiddushin, so then if Kliitech Me'al Gabei Karka is possible by Shtar Shichur, not only by Gerisha, but by Shtar Shichur, it's perfect. That's another case where you have a comparison, a psul that applies to Gerisha to Shtar Shichur, that doesn't apply to Kiddushin. So the Gemara should have the Brisa should have mentioned that as well. Says the Torah is given. The reason why the Brisa doesn't mention it is because Kli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka Taka is kosher by Shtar Shichur too. So it's kosher by Shtar Shichur too. Obviously, it can't be mentioned because it's not a comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur. This is the Yisod of the Torah is given. That's the Yisod of the Torah is given. We pointed out that the Ktzos argues. A major machlokas, the Ktzos and the Sidus. It's not the only machlokas, the Ktzos and the Sidus. It's just another one of the machlokas. And they have different perspectives in lots of areas. So we know the Ktzos, the famous Ktzos and Simon Reish. Simon Reish of Cotton Hay says that the Nasan Biyada teaches me that Gerisha is all about Nesina. All about Nesina. There's no Kenyan Bechalal by Gerisha. It's only Nesina. And that's why Kasrali Sereana works. That's why Balkarcha works. There's no Kenyan by Gerisha. It's only Nesina. And he says by the same token, by Shtar Shichur, it's only Nesina. There's no Kenyan. You would have thought Shtar Shichur is about Kenyan. Gerisha, Mela, I can hear there's no Kenyan because she's not the Kenyan Mammon of the Baal anyway. But you would think, well, the Abbe Kanani is a Kenyan Mammon of the Adon, so how can you say Shtar Shichur is not a Kenyan? The Stama, there is a Kenyan. So he says, no, it's all about Nesina. And of course, the reason why he's compelled to say that is because the Gemara says that the way Shtar Shichur works is Gito V'yodo Ba'en Ke'echad, and the Ktos has this Yisod that if you need a double Kenyan, it's just not going to work. You have to be Kona his Yad, and be Kona the Shtar, it doesn't make any sense. Must be that he only has to get the Shtar of Nesina. He only has to be Kona his Yad. So if there's only one Kenyan, then that's okay. That's what the Ktos says. So if all you need is Nesina, Nesina might be sufficient. You don't need a Kenyan. It's sufficient, but it's also necessary. Right? It's sufficient. You don't need a Kenyan. Nesina is enough, but it's also necessary. Meaning, if you would not to have a Nesina, then it would be possible. Right? Then the Shtar would be possible. So, Kli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka, there's no Nesina. He's putting the Shtar down. So just like the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches says, Kli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka is possible again, because there's no Venos on the other. So, Zok Tektos, the same thing should be true. The same thing should be true by Shtar Shichur. By Shtar Shichur against the Torah's Gittin. And we discussed the Rayas back and forth, Tosis and Nafi Gimel, and the Gemara from Kumtan in Gittin and Daf Lamites. Some of the Talmidim were coming to me and talking about how they were working hard in the Rayas. I love that. I love it when you go back and try the Shari Chaim, looking at the Shari Chaim and stuff. Rayas back and forth. We pointed out at the end of Shir that another nafgemina to the Torah's Gittin is not just Kli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka by Shtar Shichur, but the Psul of Mechubar as well. Where does the Psul of Mechubar apply by Shtar Shichur? By Gerisha, we posited that there are two types of Psulim of Mechubar. One is if it's Mechusik Tzitza, that's the Mechubar that Rashi talks about over here. That's the Gemara on on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. I'm sorry, the Gemara on Daf Chafala from the base. Right, Chafala from the base, from the Mishnah on Daf Yutes Amid Aleph. Right, Al Karen Shalpara. The Mishnah says that you can be kosev to get Al Karen Shalpara. Minosin Los Apara. Gives it a par, that's okay. So the Gemara asks, why does he have to be nosim as safar? Velikzia, let him cut it off. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Kora, v'kosim, nosim la mishayin ha-mechusim l'ksiv v'nasin, yotzadesh ha-mechusim l'ksiv v'ktitzim l'nasin. So that Mishnah, the Al-Karen Shalpara, v'nosim la, that Mishnah is the mocker of the din of mechusim l'ksitzim. That if something is mechusim l'ksitzim, it's possible for a get. Comes the Mishnah then on the Chafal Hanbez and says, Ein kosim b'mechub l'karen. What do we need such a Mishnah for? We just said that Mechusa Ketitz is a problem, so of course Mechubal Karka is a problem. Right? Mechubal Karka is a problem. So, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? That's the Kash of the Rashba on Daf Chafala from the base. He says, what do you need in Kosim and Mechubal Karka? Obviously, you're going to have to be Kotze Tzik. Because how else are you going to give it to her? Right? Where's the Nesina going to be? Right? How else are you going to give it to her? You're going to be kotzitz. So you just said, Al Karen Shel Par, V'nosim Les Par. You have to give her the par. You can't be kotzitz. So what do you need the Mishnah of Enkosim Mechubal Karka? Dr. Rashba, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you're not kotzitz anything, even if you give her the Mechubar as it is, that's also not going to work. That's also not going to work. And that's what a lot of Rishonim write. Right? The Rambam has this in a different halacha. He has the halacha of Mechusa Ktsitsa, Perak Aleph Hilchas Gerushin, and then he has the halacha of Ein Kosim B'Mechub L'Karka. It sounds like it's a different halacha that you can't write again on Mechub L'Karka, even if you're not kotzitz, you can't give her the Mechub L'Karka at all. So the question is, when it comes to Shtar Shichur, does that second halacha apply? So we pointed out that Rashi and the Rambam only quote the Mechusa Ketitza halacha; they don't quote the other halacha. The Rashba mentions both. The Rashba says that both types of mechubar apply. Both psulim mechubar will apply to shtar shechur. Why does the second psul apply? What is the second psul? It's not mechusa ketitza. You don't cut anything off. You're just giving him a mechubar. So what's the second psul? We said the Rashba learns that the second psul is that from v'nosam v'yoda, we understand it has to be a davar hanitan miyad liyad. That the get, it's a din in the chefza shall get, that it has to be movable. It has to be something that you can give miyad liyad. It's not givable miyad liyad, then it's possible. So mechubal karka, it's not nita miyad liyad. You can't move it, you can't give it. You can kona it, you can't give it miyad liyad. So therefore, that's a chefza that's possible to be against. Derived from the pasuk v'nosam v'yoda. Right? That's one pshat in the Rashba. I did mention yesterday the Rashba and Lav Chaval has another pshat. And it says in the pasuk because of a sefer krisis. So sefer means something that you can give over. Sefer means something you can give over. Whereas Mechubar is not a sefer. Right? Mechubar is not a sefer. Sefer is attached to the ground. It just doesn't make sense. It's not a sefer. So I didn't mention that yesterday because it's a question, because the Gemara uses sefer to teach me other halachas. So that's why I only mentioned the first part. But they really are two pshatim that the Rashba suggests. That's the Rashba. The Ritva says there's a different reason why you can't be Megarish by Mechubar l'Karka. The Ritva agrees with the diak of the Rashba. The enkosim mechubar l'karka means you can't use mechubar even if you're not kotzitzit. What's the reason? Says Dr. Ritva, because you have to be mekayim pshuto shel mikra. It says in asam biyada. So the pshuto shel mikra is that you need a ma'is nesina. So if you need a ma'is nesina, you can't be megarish with mechubar because there is no ma'is nesina there. So we said the nafkamina would be shtar shechur. If you hold like the Torah's gittin, so then the only comparison. The whole gzera shava of la between shtar shechur and gerisha applies only to the chefza shel get. To the ksiva saget, to the chefza shel get. But the nesina is not the same in both. There's a v'nosam biyada in get, but shtar shechur is not a v'nosam biyada according to the Torah's get. It's a kinyan. Even when you give a shtar shechur, you're not being mishacher with chalipin or with some other kinyan. The shtar shechur itself, zok the Torah's given, there's a kinyan involved. It's midin kinyan, you're kona the shtar. The evid is kona the shtar. So he holds that there's no din nesina by shtar shechur. So if there's no din nesina b'ashta shechor, then any psul mechuba that's a function of the nesina and not the chepta shall get will not apply. So according to the Torah's Gittin, it's mistaber to say, right? According to the Torah's Gittin, it's a little complicated, right? According to the Torah's Gittin, whether the psul of mechuba, the classical psul of mechuba, not mechusik tzitzah, but the fact that you can't write the shtar on mechuba, does that apply to shtar shechor? What's that dependent on? What is that question dependent on? It's dependent on the reason why you can't write a get on mechuba lekarkev, even if you're not going to be kotzitzi. If the reason is like the Rashba, that it's a din in the cheftza, that it has to be a dover hanita miyad liyad, so then that should apply to shtar shechor, because all din e cheftza of the get apply to shtar shechor. But if it's like the Ritva, that it's not a din in the cheftza, it's a din in the mice and the sina, that you have to be able to be lekayim pshuto shel mikra, so then that would not apply to shtar shechor according to the Torah's Gittin. Right, so that's what we suggested yesterday, that Rashi and the Rambam don't mention the second psul of mechuba b'shtar shechor. So if you assume that all the Rishonim agree with this yesod, that there is a second psul of mechuba by get, so why don't they mention it by shtar shechor? So that's what we said. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and the Shari Chaim wanted to suggest that maybe they learn like the Ritva, not like the Rashba. They learn like the Ritva, that the psul of mechuber, even without ktitza, the psul of mechuber is a din in the mais and the sina. And if they hold like the Torah's Gittin, which we pointed out, the Torah's Gittin himself proves that the Rambam holds like him, right? If they hold like the Torah's Gittin, that there's no nesina by shtar shechor, so then this halacha of mechuber, that you're not allowed to write the gerisha mechuber, because it's not, you can't be kaim shutul shemikra, that would not apply to shtar shechor, because there's no din of nesina by shtar shechor. This is what we wanted to say yesterday. I just wanted to clarify that this psul mechuber, what's the source of that psul mechuber from the Mishnah, as the Rashba explains. Okay, now we get to the Ikkar. The Torah's Gittin's yesod is based on his raya from Asugya, that it must be that there's no nesina by shtar shechor, because if there were a nesina, if pli gitach me'agav karka would be pasul by shtar shechor, so then the Gemara should have mentioned it. Should have mentioned it as part of the comparison between Gedish and Shtar Shechor. So the question is, if the Ktos claims that there is a dinasina by Shtar Shechor, if the Ktos claims that Kligit of Me'aga Bekarka would be possible by Shtar Shechor as well, not just Gedisha, so why is it not mentioned in the Gemara? That's the $64,000 question. Comes the Avnei Miluim, and he says, I'll tell you what. He says, you just have to understand what the Gemara says, what the Gemara means. Gemara says that Milsa, the less of the Kiddushin Katan, that what's mentioned in the Braisa are halachas that apply to Gerisha to Shtar Shechor, but don't apply to Kiddushin. What does that mean, less of the Kiddushin? What does that mean, less of the Kiddushin? What's the Lashon of the Avnei Miluim? This is on page 4. The Miluim says, Amna v'chidushin ha-ritva perakam v'kiddushin, the Ritva says that pligitah me'agav karka is possible by shtar shechor too, not just by gerisha, as the Ktos would like him to say. That the Ktos of Choshen said pligitah me'agav karka is possible by shtar shechor. He said lo kemo shekasa b'sefer michtav me'liyo. That's not Rav Dessler. It's a different Michtav me'liyo. So one of the Gedolei Achronim who came before the Avnei Miluim, obviously. You sort of read that, you say, whoa. Interesting. Okay. I'm saying these achronim, they prove from our Gemara that ligitach me'al gabe karka is not mentioned. The psul of kligitach me'alga bekidushah me'alga bekarka will apply. Right? Tli me'alga bekarka applies to kiddushin also, the psul. Aye, but by kiddushay kesef, Kli kiddushah me'alga bekarka is kosher. Right? He's sensitive to that. He says the hod mahani bekedushin kli kedushin me'agam bekarka hainu dafka bekedushin kesef the kosher afilu b'mechubar kli kedushach me'agam bekarka is kosher. Why? Because you don't need an asina by kedusha kesef. Even mechubar is kosher by kedusha kesef. Why? The kinyan kesef mishum hanah the isbehu. What kinyan kedusha kesef about? It's about hanah. It's about the hanah. It's not about the kabbalas hakesef. It's about the hanah that you're receiving. The Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Gimel says that even if the Baal tells the woman, Harayat Mekudeshesli, B'schok Zeh, Rekidazu, if she said, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Schok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, she says, you know, crack a couple of jokes in front of me, right? Rekod Lefanai, dance in front of me. If I get Hanov from that, I get Hanov of Shavah Pruta, right? If he's a good stand-up comedian, maybe it'll be a Hanov of Shavah Pruta, a couple of jokes. Right, so she says Chok Lefanei, Rekod Lefanei, and he does, and he says Harei Mekudeshesli B'Schok Zeh, the Ki Dazu. Then she's going to be Mekudeshes. Where's the Nesina there? Where's the Nesina? What are they exactly giving? The answer is you don't have to give anything. Hanoa Kekesef, Hanoa Kekesef. So just like Hanoa Kekesef, if he does a Pa'ula that gives her Hanoa, so do Hanoa Kekesef, even if he gives her a Tabas or he gives her money. It's not the Nesina Hakesef that's Mekadesh her. It's the hana that she's getting. So if it's the hana that she's getting, that's nothing to do with what we're talking about. Kliki du shayach me'agabe karka. If we're talking about kiddushe kesef, of course that's going to work, because there's no nesina by kiddushe kesef. Ava kiddushe shtar diyolef mediyatza v'haysa be'ina nami nesina l'mahani tli shtar kiddushe me'agabe karka. Dok b'yadam aluhim, yesod is the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, milsad lesa b'kiddushin katoni. But if it's Isa b'kiddushin lo katani, if the psul applies to kiddushin as well, we're not going to mention it because it's not unique to get isha and shtar shechur. So the Avdim Eloyim, this psul is not unique to get isha and shtar shechur. It applies to kiddushin, even though tli kiddushayach me'al gabe karka is kosher by kiddusha kesef, but it's possible by kiddusha shtar. Kiddusha shtar is learned v'yotz v'haisa from get isha. So it's possible by Kiddushe Shtar, then we can understand why it's not mentioned over here. Because even if it's another comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shechar, but it's not unique to them, because the Psul applies to Shtar Kiddushin as well. What's the Torah's Gittin going to respond? The Torah's Gittin would say that, why do you think less of the Kiddushin only applies to Shtar Kiddushin? Why do you say it only applies to Shtar Kiddushin? Right? If you find any difference between Kiddushin as opposed to Shtar Shechur Gerisha, so then that's enough to say that this is unique. This is something that's unique to Gerisha and to Shtar Shechur. There is a Hechet Timtza of Kiddushin where there's no need for Nesina. There is a Hechet Timtza of Kiddushin where there's no need for Nesina. That's Kiddushin Kesef. The Taras Gittin says, this is a milsa the less of the Kiddushin. It's not Isa b'chol Kiddushin, it's only Isa b'kiddushe shtar. So if it's Isa, if it's lesser in some Kiddushin, if you find that the psul doesn't apply to some Kiddushin, it's kosher by Kiddushin Kesef, maybe that's enough to say that it's lesser b'kiddushin. And maybe it should have been mentioned in the Gemara. That's apparently how the Torah's Gittin is learning, because I can't imagine the Torah's Gittin would say that by Shtar Kiddushin there's no Din Nesina. If we learn V'yotza V'haysa Mishnah by Shtar Kiddushin, he would say that there is a Din Nesina. Will?
Isn't the next line of the Gemara run counter to that response of the Torah's Gittin? Chazara is Isa V'kiddushin, and yet we say it's Lisa V'kiddushin because it's not there in the exact same way to the same extent.
You got to learn that Gemara to understand what it means. But, I mean, the according to Rashi, you're saying, in Shlichus Bal Karcha, you're saying in one case, it's less, by Shlichus Bal Karcha.
Unless you say that's like a fundamentally different type of
situation. So that's the problem. You got to get to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it's not just one case. It's that the fact that it could be Bal Karcha means it's a different type of Shlichus. So that's really related to the next sugi. The Taras Gittin, obviously, will learn one pshat. He'll learn like Tosfos, maybe, not like Rashi. Okay. Yes.
Did you say by Eved that if you could be Meshachar v'Chalifin, so then wouldn't that be compared to that has like two aspects, that Tali is okay by Chalifin, you know, that Tali give me a Gavik Karak about Chalifin, and not by the Shtar Shechur, so wouldn't that be the same idea of Kedushin, that I mean, it's not the full extent of Geisha and Shtar Shichur has a psul of Tali. There's an aspect of Shichur Avadim that has had to have Tali.
He's saying, what, if you give the Chalipin, you put the Suda down and they pick up the Suda. So if he picks up the Suda, so please Suda me Agabe Karka would work by Shichur Avadim. Please Suda me Agabe Karka would work by Shichur Avadim. Let's leave that out, okay? The truth is, there is a machlokas rishonim where the chalipin actually works by shichur. From the Gemara, it sounds like it works. So, you know what? Let's not get involved. The Rambam happens to hold that chalipin doesn't even work, right? That by shichur of a klan, the chalipin doesn't work. He goes against the mashmos of the Gemara there. Rambam has a different way of learning the Gemara. So I'm not, you know, we're not beholden to that Gemara per se, right? I mean, it's funny, the Nesivos does bring a raya from the Gemara. So it sounds like he holds Chalipin does work by Shemar. Let's leave it for now, okay? Let's just leave that point for now. This idea of the Avnei Miluim, that Lesa B'Kiddushin is a klal that applies only to Shtar Kiddushin, not to Kesa Kiddushin, is not his own invention. This already is Meduyik in the Rashba. Because the Rashba is the following Shaila. One of the kashas the Gemara had that we should have mentioned in another case is Mechubah. The Gemara asks him, Shalom Lishma, Mechubah. So what's the answer? Why is Mechubah not mentioned? Mechubah is another comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur. Why is Mechubah not mentioned? So initially the Gemara says what? That we only mention Psulim Drabon. Mechubah is a Psul Darais. Right? Then the Gemara rejects that because of Chazara. So what does the Gemara come around to say? The Milsad Lesa B'Kiddushin Katon. So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, we have to explain Mechubah too. Now, we have to explain not just Chazara, but it has to work for Mechubah. So what's the din of Mechubah? Right? The Gemara asks, we should mention Mechubah because the Psul of Mechubah applies both to Gedisha and to Shtar Shechur. So the Gemara answers, no, it's a Milsa de Lesa B'Kiddushin. Excuse me, it's a Milsa de Isa B'Kiddushin. It must be a Milsa de Isa B'Kiddushin. It must be a Milsa de Isa B'Kiddushin, meaning the Psul of Mechubah must apply to Kiddushin too, because if it doesn't apply to Kiddushin, then it should be mentioned. If the psula mechubah only applies to Gerisha, to Shtar Shechur, but it doesn't apply to Kiddushin, right? But it doesn't apply to Kiddushin, then it should be mentioned. Does the psula mechubah apply to Kiddushin? Let's say I want to be Mekadesh and Isha with mechubah lekarka. I have a house, right? Let's say I have a house and I want to give her the house, right? I say, Hariyat Mekadesh, with this house, the house is whatever, the house, the garden I have, whatever I want to give her. It's certainly worth a Shavaputa. So does that work? It's Mechubah. Does that work? The Pasha Pshad is that should work. Right? It could be Makadish with Mechubah Lakaka. Why? Why do you think it works? You could be able to be Makadish with Mechubah Lakaka. Why? Because what's Kiddusha Kesef about? It's about Hana. So if Shog Lefanai or Kod Lefanai works, so why should Kitchab and Mechubah not work? So if Kitchab and Mechubah works, that means the Psul Mechubah doesn't apply to Kiddusha. So then, why don't they give my Ask that Kasha? Once it answers Chazara, that the answer for Chazara is that Chazara is a principle that applies only to Gerisha and to Shtar Shechur, but not to Kiddushin. So now the question comes back that Mechubah should have been mentioned. Because Mechubah is a psul that applies to Gerisha and to Shtar Shechur, but doesn't apply to Kiddushin. Because Mechubah is kosher for Kiddushin. Kitchab Mechubah Mekodeshas. It's the Chapela. That's the Rashba's kash. What does the Rashba answer? What does the Rashba answer? It must be that Mechubah is a psul by Kiddushin too. The Hamakash Mechubah Lakaka ain't a Mekudeshes. Hamakash Mechubah Lakaka ain't a Mekudeshes. Now, how could that be? Zav the Rashba, Veli Nira, the Lo Amr Kan Ella Leinian Shtar Kiddushin. Have a Makarish Bedavar Mechubah Lakaka, Mekudeshes, the Daikonala Minatosefta. Fakasavtia Barucha Beresh Barakan of the Kiddushin. Rashba says, I have a long discussion about this at the beginning of Kiddushin. What's such a long discussion? Isn't it pretty obvious? I mean, like, what's the question? The truth is, it's not so obvious. The Rashba in Kiddushin quotes a Bala Itter who holds that Kitchab and Mechubah ain't a Mekodeshes, even Midin Kesef. But that's not for us. Pashup Shad is that it will work by Kesef. So that's the Arichus that the Rashba has to argue with the Bala Itter, but as far as the Bala Itter. But the Rashba says, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Obviously, the Pshat in the Gemara is that we're talking about Kiddushin Shtar. The Gemara is going on Kiddushe Shtar. It's not going on Kiddushe Kesef. Because Kinship and Mechubar, Midin Kesef, Taka is Mekudeshes. So the only case of less of a Kiddushin where the Psul doesn't apply to Kiddushin, that's only by Kiddushe Kesef. But Kiddushe Shtar, that's Isa B'Kiddushin. Oh, that's Pshat in the Gemara. That Mechubar is not mentioned because the psul not only is by Gerisha, not only by Shtar Shechar, but by Shtar Kiddushin also. It's Isa B'Kiddushin. So if it's Isa B'Kiddushin, we're not going to mention it. We're not going to mention it. So you see clearly that the Rashbam is learning that Isa B'Kiddushin, less of a Kiddushin, that's a question of whether it's Isa B'Kiddushin by Kiddushin Shtar. If it's Isa B'Kiddushin by Kiddushin Shtar, even if it's less of a Kiddushin by Kiddushin Kesef, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's too much of a comparison between Gerisha, Shtar Shechar, and Kiddushin, and then that item is not going to be mentioned. It's not just the Rashba. Who else says this? That Isa B'Kiddushin, less of a Kiddushin is all a function of Kiddushin Shtar? Who says this? Who? The Avin Melom, yeah, but before the Avin Melom.
Rashi.
Where Rashi? Who Rashi?
And right here,
Isa B'Kiddushin. Rashi says, who is it? This is the less of a Kiddushin. Right? Where is it?
The next Rashi says,
he says, I'm sorry?
The next Rashi says, she must have Shtar Kiddushin.
Well, even before that. In their Masal Ella, Ella Kikta, he also the last of the Kedushin, Klomar, Kiprachin El, Ha'ika Mechuber Velishma. Lo Tishani Psula Daraisa Lokatani, Ella Ema Milsa the Isa Begedushin Lokatani. A new Teres, the Mechuber Shlomishma. Milsa the last of the Kedushin Katani, Milsa the Isa Begedushin Lokatani. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Kigon Lishma. Mechuber Isa Nami Bishtare Kedushin. Saying is the Rashba, right? Mechuber nami isa b'shtar kiddushin kidotziv yatzam mibeisu v'haisu leishakar is kishavai liyatziv. Rashi also posits that kitshab mechuber mekudeshes. It's a clear implication of Rashi. The only kitshab mechuber that's ena mekudeshes is kiddushin shtar. That's isa b'kiddushin. The psul is isa b'kiddushin. It's not isa b'chol kiddushin, but it's isa b'kiddushin. It's isa b'kiddushin shtar. That's enough to say isa b'kiddushin. And that's why it's not going to be mentioned by the Gemara. But Emes, it's not just the Rashba, it's not just the Rashi. It really is the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara puts Shalo Lishma and Mechuber together. I mean, think about it. The Psul of Shalo Lishma, does that apply to Kesef Kiddushin? The Psul of Shalo Lishma? Shalo Lishma has nothing to do with Kesef Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin itself says that. I think we had this earlier in the year. There's a Shaila in the Gemara Kiddushin on Daftes Amebeis. Right, a shtar erisin shakaso shalol lishma, is it kosher, is it pasul? And the Gemara basically says, well, what do I learn shtar kiddushin from? Do we say that when makish havai liyitzia, should I learn kiddushin shtar from get? And we know get has to be lishma. Or do we say hukshu havayas lahadadi, that we compare all of the havayas to each other? And of course, no one says that the money has to be stamped lishma to be able to use it l'shem kiddushin. Right, you got to stamp the ring l'shem this isha. Right, you got to stamp the money l'shem the isha. When I have to make the money, make the shavu kesef l'shem the isha, no one would say something like that. And the maskan of the Gemara is that we compare shtar kiddushin to get. Right? But the Gemara assumes as a davar pashut, you don't need l'shma by kesef kiddushin. There's no shaila. Right, so clearly the Gemara here, when it's contrasted, get isha and shtar shirk on the one hand, and kiddushin on the other hand, we're talking about shtar. The din of lishma is only shayach in shtar. So too, the din of mechuber l'chora should be focusing on shtar kiddushin. Not on kiddushin in general, not on kesef kiddushin. On shtar kiddushin, like the Rashba and Rashi learn. So that really is a good answer for the Ketos. You know, it's really, the onus is on the Torah's Gittin. The Torah's Gittin says that because pli kiddushav me'agabe karka is kosher by kesef kiddushin, so therefore, it must be that Kli Gitach Me'agah Bekarka is kosher by Shtar Shechar. Because if not, then it should have been mentioned. Who says Isa B'Kiddushin, less of B'Kiddushin is focusing on Kiddush Kesef? Maybe it should be focusing on Kiddush Shtar. Oh, that's a very good answer. Abba Malum's answer is a very good answer to the Tosis, to the Torah's Gittin's Raya. Yes?
Can we say that there's a difference between the two types of kedushin, the kedusha shtar and kedusha kesef. But by get, there are those two aspects together in get. There's an aspect of freeing her, like by shtar, but there is also the kesef aspect.
In get?
By get, because now she can let her suba.
That's a secondary issue. That's not related to the get itself. That's a secondary issue. So I'm not sure that we would take into account that the ability to collect the kesef is not the nesina of the get. Right? So I'm not sure that that would play a role in terms of analyzing the get. Okay, this is the sugya pliyitach me'agabe karka by gerisha, by shtar shichra, and its relationship to kiddush. Let's go on. Let's go on to the next sugya. I know you didn't see everything, but I imagine most of you saw the Mishnah and the Rashi, so let's at least talk about Rashi, and then we'll get to Tosis and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. So what does the Gemara say? We're finally coming to the end of this Gemara. This is such a lumdish Gemara, from the Aftesa Manalev to Yudah Manalev, the Mishnah. So much here, Mamish, so much here. We've gained so much, Baruch Hashem, so far. Okay, so let's finish the job now. What does the Gemara say? So kiktani milsa lesa bekedusha milsa lesa bekedusha lo katani. And what's the Gemara trying to answer fundamentally over here? Chazar, right? That's really what the Gemara is answering. We have a halacha that according to Rabbi Meir, gerisha and shtar shechor are compared for chazara. Imratzalachzu b'shneim yachzar. The kasha of the Gemara was chazara is daraisa. So chazara is daraisa, meaning that you can't be chozebo. You can't be chozebo from the get and from the shtar shichur. I'm sorry, you can be choze from the get and the shtar shichur because it's a chov according to Rabbi Meir. That's a din daraisa. So even though it's a din daraisa katani, so zot the gemara no ki katani milsa lesa bekedusha milsa the isa bekedusha lo katani. That since you can be chozebo by kedushin too, and we explain you can be chozebo by kedushin because it's a chov. Kedushin is a chov. Why is Kedushin a chov? Because she becomes Asura Lakulayama through the Kedushin. If she's Mizana, she's Chayiv Misa. And she doesn't get Mizonos yet. Right? She doesn't get Mizonos yet. Because she only gets Mizonos when she's in Asura. So that's called a chov. So many Talmidim came over to me yesterday, this morning. They said, but the Gemara Kedushin in the second parak says, Tavla Mesav Tandu. That we know it's better for someone to be married. So you see, it's a chos. So what's the Gemara saying that kedushin is a chos? How do we understand the Teretz? That this is a milsa, the isa b'kedushin. What's isa b'kedushin? It's a chos. I thought it's a chos. So I think the answer is what's that Gemara talking about? That her isha miskadeshes ba'u b'shlucha. A woman can be miskadeshes either she can accept the kedushin or her shliach should be able to accept the kedushin. And the Gemara says that as opposed to the shliach of the Baal, where there's an issa to be mekadesh es ha'isha al-yedei shliach, because also lo la'odim she mekadesh es ha'isha ad she yirena, person has to see the woman before he is mekadesh her, because we're afraid shemetir ba adavim laguna v'tiskana olav, maybe he won't like her, so he can't just send the shliach. He has to meet her. He has to see what she looks like, how she functions, right? So it's an issa for a man to be mekadesh an isha to a shliach. But there's no issa, says the Gemara, for the woman to be miskadesh as to a shliach. She's miskadesh as lechatchila ba'u b'shlucha. Why? Because we're not afraid. Tavla mesav tandu. It's better for the woman. Tavla mesav. It's better for a person to live. Tandu. But guf shnayim. Right? Tandu means gufim shnayim. Mil mesav armaluf. Than to live by oneself. So therefore we assume it's a chus for the woman to have the kiddushin. It's a zchus for the woman to have the kiddushin. What's talking about? Isn't it a zchus? The answer is it's not a zchus to be mekudeshes because she's not living with the husband at the time of kiddushin, right? She's mekudeshes. They started the process, but you need nesuin for her to be fully married. She's not going to have mizonos then. He's not supporting her. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about this at great length. The Mishnah is in Ksubas in Perek Af Al Pi and Daf Nun Zayin. Mishnah says that they would give 12 months. At the time of the mission, they would give 12 months between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, that each side would be Mefarnes HaSatzma, they'd get themselves prepared, and then they would get married after the 12 months. And there are whole discussions when the Chi of Mizonos kicks in. Let's say 12 months come, and the husband says he's not ready. Does he have to give her Mizonos? Not have to give her Mizonos? Because he diazman velo Nisu, right? But it's clear that there's no Chi of Mizonos before Nisuin. So She's on the road. Tavu Meisav Tandu means that she wants to get married. So the Kiddushin is a schus for her because we assume it's going to lead to Nisuin. But the Kiddushin themselves, that stage of Kiddushin, is not a schus. Because she's not getting Mizonos, and yet she's Asura Lekule Alma. She can't marry someone else. So that itself is not a schus. That's what our Gemara is talking about. But the stage of Kiddushin is not a schus. It's a schus to lead to Nisuin. But when it's still at the stage of Kiddushin, then it's still not a schus. Yes?
You also just say simply that in that case she expressed Das, even though she didn't see him. But in our case, we're talking about someone being Zocha for her when she didn't express any Das.
I hear what you're saying, but the problem is Tavu Meisav Tandu is an umdana. It's an umdana in the Dasa Isha, which we don't fully understand. Like we, you know, in our minds nowadays, how does that apply? What, a woman would rather be married to anyone? To anyone? Rather than being single? And it's like, it's hard for us to believe. The Rav had a whole shiur where he said, no, this is an umdana, it's a psychological fact that Chazal understood the Torah. The Torah has this logical fact, and these umdanas don't change. Chazakas don't change. Even if you think that the chazaka changes, it doesn't change. Chazaka ina demeis pana b'fnei balchovo doesn't change. The people are chutzpedik and they lie. And we assume it doesn't change. We assume it doesn't change. Okay. So Tav Lameis of Tandu, let's assume that Chazaka still applies, right? So if that Chazaka applies, so then you're assuming it's a Chusver. If it's a Chusver, then she wants someone to accept the Kiddushin for her. So even if she doesn't know, it doesn't matter. It's better for her. Right? She should feel, well, I might not get someone else, and I want to be supported. Right? If she wants to be supported, she wants to have a husband. She wants to have a husband, so she would want someone to be Zocha on her behalf. I know it's a lot easier when she makes a shliach. But if you really take Tav Lameisav Tandu literally, then she should be happy with anyone. Even in the case of the shliach, she doesn't see the husband, she doesn't know. You think she knows who he is, but that's not what Tav Lameisav Tandu means. It means that she'd rather be married to anyone. So as difficult as it is for us to grapple with that, to grasp that, but if that's what the Gemara is saying, then it shouldn't matter whether it's to a shliach or it's a zchiyah. Yes?
If being ushered in the shuk, being ushered everybody else, is actually a chov, then if it's actually like a factor, then kitten should be higher as kitten, but she's coming with the opposite effect, that she's now much of everybody.
No, but the get is coming. You're saying a get from Kiddushin. A get from Kiddushin should be a chus. A get from Kiddushin should be a chus, because Kiddushin itself is a chov. The normal get we're talking about is from Nisuin. Not from Kiddu. Not
yeah,
from
I'm thinking, why is it the factor? I mean, it's all about the Mizonos, really, and it's just like an added factor?
We're going to get to Mizonos, right. It's from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, it sounds like Mizonos is the Ikka. Okay. Mizonos is the Ikka. So a get from Nisuin is a Chov. You're asking, Zach, how about a get from Kiddushin? That's a Lomda Shekashin.
I'll be honest,
you were not asking that Kashin. Okay, don't take credit for that Kashin. That's a good kasha, right? If the Gemara here is assuming Kiddushin itself is not a schus, so then a get from Kiddushin, if you mezakeh her a get from Kiddushin, maybe that should work, because that's a schus. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. Yeah? You have an answer?
Maybe you said Tavu of Tandu is like Tandu when she's actually with him, so the Kiddushin is like a heksher to get there, but Tavu of Tandu can get out of the actual assumes. So when she only gets the Kiddushin, there's someone that's close, but it's not full enough schus to say Tavu of Tandu. So she gets divorced from that. It's not the biggest chov on the planet. She's not actually tandu yet. That makes sense.
I'm not sure what you're saying. The question is that if Kiddushin is not a schus, so then, because she's now in a state of limbo, so getting divorced from that should be a schus for her. Maybe the answer is that it's not viewed as a schus, because if he doesn't divorce her, what's the other option? He can't leave her as a mekudeshes. That's not fair. Right, so we're going to tell him that if you're not going to divorce her, marry her. So she wants to be married. So she's on the road. The Kiddushin itself is not a schus. But to divorce her from the Kiddushin, right, is not a schus. She'd rather it be consummated and turn into a nisuin. So you can't say that a get from Kiddushin is a schus. It's not a schus. She'd rather have it lead to nisuin. I think so. Will?
You can also say she's becoming usher to a comment.
Okay, but if that's the case, then every get But the chov of a get is that she's asura to a kohen.
Well, that's
she's asura to a kohen, but she's muteris to everyone else, which is more. I don't know. I think, right? It's hard to believe that the fact that she's asura to a kohen, that makes it a chov. Moshe.
Usually, don't kasef not be exclusive to himself.
Can a kedushin?
Kasef not be exclusive.
Because she's getting a shavapruta. I don't think the getting of the Shavapruta outweighs the fact that she's Asura L'Kulei Alma and she's not being supported, right? I hear you. She's gaining something, but in the scheme of things, it's hard to believe that we can call it a Zchus. Okay, what does the Gemara say? Let's go back to the next stage. So Frekta Gemara, he didn't answer anything. Mama, she didn't answer anything. There was a lot to talk about there. We had a whole day's shiur on the answer that wasn't an answer. But the Hachazara Gufa Isa B'Kiddushin. If your answer to Chazara is that Milsa de Isa Bekidushin Lokatani, Sonachamo, Hadra Koshila Duchta, you haven't answered Chazara. Chazara is Isa Bekidushin, Vos Mentos. What does that mean? Chazara is Bekidushin? Yeah, that means that he can be Chosen by Kedushin. Chazara Gufa Isa Bekidushin, Shimosa Shta Kedushin, Lashluch of Retzel Lasser Chosen, Den Kanskus, Hula, Dosla Kuleyama. If Kiddushin is a chov, so then the Chazara from the Kiddushin, right, if he's chosable from the Kiddushin, that should work, right? He's chosable from that state of limbo. He's chosable from the state of limbo, so that should work. He should be able to be chosable because Kiddushin is viewed as a chov. So you haven't really answered Chazara. So Zok the Gemara, no, B'shlichas Bal Karcha, the Begerish and Isu B'Kiddushin Lasa. B'shlichas Bal Karcha, the Begerish and Isu B'Kiddushin Lasa. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Let's see this Rashi together. B'shlichas Bal Karcha, Kloma, Dumya de Gitten lo Mishkachas lo B'Kiddushin. Da Shliach ze Mishtaleach Etzlo Lagarsha Bal Karcha, B'chein le'eved L'Shachro Al Karcha. Avu B'Kiddushin lohoye nasa Shliach Etzlo Al Karcha. Even though you have a chazara by kiddushin is a chov because she's a surah l'kol yalma and she doesn't get mezonos, so you would think he'd be able to be chosba from the kiddushin. He is able to be chosba from the kiddushin. Get shtar shechra and kiddushin lefi rabbi meir are all the same vis-a-vis chazara. He could be chosba on all of them because they're a chov. But nevertheless, the case of chazara is less of a kiddushin because there is one aspect. There's one aspect of this shlichus, of this chia, there's one aspect where kiddushin is different than gerisha and shtar shechra. What is that? Balkarcha. That you can't have a shlichus balkarcha by kiddushin. Right? You can't make a shliach to be mekadesh and isha balkarcha. If you know she doesn't want it, you can't make that kind of a shliach. But by gitten, or by shechra eved, you can be mishachar that you can be mishachar, you can be megarish even b'karcha. We know in our Torah, a person can be megarish his wife b'karcha. The adam can be mishachar his eved b'karcha. He owns the eved. He can do whatever he wants. He can sell him b'karcha. So if he can sell him b'karcha, he can be mishachar in b'karcha too. So zok the gemara lefi Rashi, the reason why we say that chazara, the case of chazara is less of a kiddushin, is because it's less of a kiddushin by balkarcha. The zchia that we're talking about, right? The middleman is zocha. This is like a shlichus. Rashi l'shitoso zchia is mitam shlichus. This is a type of shlichus. So you're saying he can be chozebo from the get, chozebo from the shtar shechra, and he can also do a chazar from kiddushin. Yeah, but the case over here, which is Kiddushin Ayidei Shliach, it's different than Kiddushin than Shichra Ayidei Shliach, or Ger Ayidei Shliach, because there it can be even Balkarch of the woman. It can be Balkarch of the Eved, but the Kiddushin can't be Balkarch of the Isha. So that's where it's different. Hilka Chachi Katani, Bezusha V'Gitenosha V'Shichurei Avodim, Sheshliach Zehayanasa Shliach Etzlan Al Karchad, V'Mratza Bal Chozer, Mashen Kebe Kiddushin, Davag of the Chozer, Lo Dumi Dehayim. That's why this case, where he's being mezakeh through the middle person, giving it to the middleman, it's like a shlichus. So the shlichas of Gerisha and Shtar Shichor are not like the shlichas of Kiddushin, because the shlichas of Kiddushin would not work Bal Karcha. Not that this case is Bal Karcha, this case is a case of Schus. But because it's like a shlichas case, and we find that the shlichas by Kiddushin is different than shlichas of Gerisha and Shtar Shichor, so therefore, that's called less of a Kiddushin. It's called less of a Kiddushin. It's a big chiddush in Rashi. That's not really the case. We're not talking about Balkarcha over here. We're not talking about Balkarcha. No, but because it's Shlichus, and a Shlichus Balkarcha would not work by Kedushin, that's enough to say that it's less of a Kedushin. The Pshat and Rashi is, it's very difficult over here. Very, very, very difficult. Very difficult. So there are two parts to the Rashi, right? First the Kasha, and then the Teretz. What's the Kasha again? The Kasha is Chazor Agufa Isa B'Kedushin. That by Kedushin, he can be Chozavro from the Kedushin because it's a Chov. Why is it a chov? 2 points Rashi says. Asala kulayama, and she's not getting mizonos. Asala kulayama, and she's not getting mizonos. So all the achronim ask, what does he need both of them for? Asala kulayama, that's enough. What's this mizonos thing? Why is he mentioning mizonos over here? So the Marsha explains that the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amibay says that mizonos is really the key. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer tengetze le'ishni shashichu ze la'abdi imratze la'abdi b'shnei me'asir divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Shichur Eved is a chov, and the Chacham holds Shichur Eved is a schus. Why is it a schus? Shem yirtze shelo lozen es av l'rashoy, shelo lozen es ishto in a rashoy. Shem yirtze shelo lozen es av l'rashoy, shelo lozen es ishto in a rashoy. The Mishnah learns that according to the Chachamim, the reason why it's a schus for the Eved to go free, and it's a chov for the woman to have the get, is all wrapped up in mizonos. Right? Mizonos. That because he doesn't have to feed his Eved, he does have to feed his wife, so if now he's going to divorce her, and she's not going to have mizonos, that's a chov for her. So it sounds like mizonos, a lack of mizonos is enough to make a chov. The fact that he's mafsid her mizonos through the get makes the get into a chov. Now, why should I make it into a chov? Can you think of a reason why it should be a schus for her? Will, can you think of a reason why it should be a schus for her to have a get? Because what? Forget about Cohen. Because what? She's mutlukli alma. What, that doesn't offset it? Apparently not. Apparently mizonos, support, is the most important thing. And that's the most important thing. She's not going to be supported. She's not going to have any support. So that's terrible. Right? That's the biggest chov in the world. So you see from the Mishnah that mizonos can tip the scales. Even though there is a schus in get that she's muteras l'kuli alma, but if she's going to lose mizonos, that's going to be called a chov. Talk to Marsha. That's why Rashi had to say that she's not getting mizonos. Because the fact that she's asura l'kuli alma, that's not enough to say that Kiddushin is a chol, because if she were getting mizonos, then that would offset it and say, no, because the fact that she's getting mizonos, that should make it into a schus. Because you see from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis that mizonos is the koveya. That even if you think that get should be a schus, she's muteras l'kuli alma, but if she's not going to get mizonos, then that's a chol. So by the same token, even if she's asura l'kuli alma, if she does get mizonos, that should be a schus. That's what Rashi had to say. No. At the time of Kiddushin, she still is not getting mizonos. So if she's not getting mizonos, then it really is a chov. That's how the Marsha understood the Rashi. Question. Yeah, you heard this.
Well, if you're the Marsha, why do we need the reason of Asura l'kuli alma in Rashi? I mean, once we have this reason of mizonos, if that's the ikur.
That's a good question. What does the Marsha say?
There was no mizonos before.
I'm sorry?
It's not like there was any mizonos before the Shnar Kiddushin. There's no nafkamina, you know, if you're just looking at that. She wasn't getting mizonos before there was
Kiddushin. She's not saying, so Kiddushin, right, so it's not a, there's nothing changed. Nothing changed. She didn't have mizonos before. She's not having mizonos after. So why shouldn't he be able to be chozebo? Saying if it's not a zchus for her, so then he should be able to be chozebo, because what's the problem? Will?
In saying why get from a Kiddushin and not an Isurin was like still a chov, he said that because she wants that it should lead to an Isurin, right?
Right.
But we're not saying on the flip side of that. You know, on the flip side of that, you might say that, oh, therefore, there's a schus in Kiddushin, obviously it's going
to
be...
Because it can lead to an Isurin.
Right.
Right, apparently that's not enough. apparently that's not enough. That right now, she has chovos. Right? She has surah l'kuliyam, and she's not getting mizonos. So even though it could lead to nisuin, but right now it's not viewed as a schus. The Gemara Kedushin is just saying that it's not also to get married to someone, even if you don't know them, right? It's not also for the woman to have a shliach, except Kedushin, even though she doesn't know who the Baal is going to be. She hasn't seen the Baal yet, because we assume she'll like him. That's all the Gemara is saying. Right? That's all the Gemara is saying. Because we assume that when it leads to nisuin, she'll like him because she'll be married to him. But here we're still talking at the stage of Kedushin. I guess that's what you have to say, even though it could lead to nisuin. But right now, it's not viewed as a chov. It's not viewed as a schos. So he wants to be chozer, but he's not being chozer from something that right now is viewed as a schos. That's in terms of the kasha. So Rashi explains, what's the teretz of the Gemara? Shlichus bal karcha. That there is a hechet timtza of a shlichus bal karcha. There's some kind of a hechet timtza of a shlichus bal karcha that applies by Gerish and Shtashicha, but doesn't apply to Kedushin. Yeah. Very, very big Kiddush. Very big Kiddush in Rashi. But because there's some case, even though that's not the case that we're talking about, that's enough to say that Kiddushin is different than Gerish and Shtashicha. So Tosfos doesn't even ask that kasha. He doesn't say, like, why do I care that there is some kind of a Shlichus Bal Karcha? Right, there is some kind of case of shlichus where Bal Karcha would work by Get and Shtar Shecha, but would not work by Kiddushin. He doesn't even ask that kasha. Tosfos asks a more fundamental kasha. Tosfos asks a very fundamental kasha. It says, "Pirish bekunche zochi getani bezu shavagi den ashe mishachurei avadim sheshliach zen ase shliach etzlo Bal Karcha v'imrotza Bal Chos zem ha-shege mekiddushin davag abdechoser labdumi dahanihum ve'ein niri," says Tosfos, "de'i mairi b'shlichus Bal Karchayu Rabbanan Nami modu de chozer be'eved ve'im zochen lo Bal Karcha." What's Tosfos saying? Tosfos couldn't fathom that Rashi was saying, because there's a hechet timtza of shlichus Bal Karchayu, so therefore somehow it's different. No, he said Rashi obviously means we're talking about a case of shlichus Bal Karcha. That the ukimta over here, right, we're talking about shlichus Bal Karcha, right, in a situation of shlichus Bal Karcha. If we know that it's Bal Karcha of the Isha and Bal Karcha of the Eved, so then he can be Chozeba. But if we know it's Bal Karcha, Nachama. Bal Karcha of Kiddushin, Bal Karcha by Kiddushin, that, what, by Kiddushin, it can't be Bal Karcha. What's he saying? Ratzah Bal Choz, Masha Enkin be Kiddushin. Because of a Kedushin, because it's a chov, but it's not dumi dahani, because there you can have a shlichus Bal Karcha. You can have a shlichus Bal Karcha by Ger Isha and by Shtar Shecher, but you can't have a shlichus Bal Karcha by Kedushin. You can't have a shlichus Bal Karcha by Kedushin. So Tosfos says, Poshet, he says, if you're talking about Shlichus Bal Karcha by Eved, Shlichus Bal Karcha by Eved, so why wouldn't the Chachamim also agree that you could be Chozibah? That's not a schus for the Eved if it's Bal Karcha. It's not a schus for the Eved anymore if it's Bal Karcha. Rabbi Meir says that Shechur Avadim is always a chov, just like Gerisha, so that's why you can be chozebel, both by Shechur Avadim and by Gita Nashim. And the Chachamim hold, no, Shtar Shechur is a schus, so that's why you can't be chozebel by Shtar Shechur. But if we're talking about Shlichus Bal Karcha, then that's not a schus for the Eved. So if it's not a schus, if that's the Ukimta that we're talking about over here, that's where the whole comparison, right? Rabbi Meir's comparison between Shtar Shechur and Gerish is talking about Shlichus Bal Karcha. So then even the Chachamim would say that Gerish and Shtar Shechur are similar. The Chachamim would say that Shechur Avodim is a chov. If it's Bal Karcha, the Eved is telling you that it's a chov. He's saying, I don't want it. So that's not, that can't be the case. This is a case where Rabbi Meir holds Shechar Avadim as a chov, and the Chacham holds it as a schuz. But if you're talking about Shlichus Bal Karcha, so then even the Chachamim agree that Shechar Avadim is a chov. So that's clearly not the case that our Gemara is talking about. No. It's clearly not the case that our Gemara is talking about. We have a lot of work to do. Okay, we have to understand Rashi Shita. There's a yesod I want to share with you to explain Rashi Shita. You'll see in the Tosas HaRosh and in the Rashba. Take a look at the Tosas HaRosh. You're going to have a beautiful beer, very important beer. And what does it mean that it's a schus for an eved to be otzi l'cheiros? What does that mean? And then we have to see Tosas Pshat. Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who has a different pshat. His pshat is also difficult. Both Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, both pshatim are hard to fathom. Work hard on the pshatim, we'll see that both there are fundamental svaras that we'll see emerge from both of these perushim.
Rabbi, why don't we see-